Chris Fribbins joins us. He's from Medway. What's your commute, Chris?
A mixture. I used High Speed quite a lot into St Pancras, and at the moment using Charing Cross Cannon Street London Bridge. So a mixture of journeys, and I had a journey down to Rye at the weekend as well via sort of southeastern and a bit of southern. So I travel around the network quite a bit.
How would you rate overall the rail travel you've enjoyed over the last 12 months, the last year?
Yeah, it's mixed, and people are quite right to complain about how disruption is handled, and it's been sort of one of the number one issues. So I represent a national organisation called Rail Future, and we see results for train operating companies across the whole country. And there's always been this concern about how the WICH survey always comes out so much lower than the National Passenger Survey, which Passenger Focus do twice a year, and is how the government do rate operators. I mean, they would not discount the WICH survey, but the Passenger Focus surveys twice a year are really critical for the rail industry, and people do really assess those results. And in that, Southeastern was showing a lot of improvement in recent years. But at the time, regular travellers, which seems to be more aimed at, were very dismissive of the Passenger Focus report.
Does the Passenger Focus report ask, because the one we're looking at today, that I know which ask different groups, and the one we're focusing on is about commuters. It's about people who use the busy commuter trains. Does Passenger Focus just talk to commuters, or does it talk to people throughout the day? Because it strikes me that people seem happier for various reasons, not least because they'll be paying less if they're not travelling in rush hour.
Yeah, the Passenger Focus is a lot more representative of the whole range of passengers, and the numbers that are surveyed are a lot higher as well. And it has to obviously be fairly consistent for every 6 months, so that they can actually compare results from 1 6 months to another, from 1 year to the next.
Yeah. Well, let's just ask you, Chris, from your own experience. We understand there are these two surveys, and the results aren't, you know, don't necessarily mirror each other. Chris, would you rate Southeastern for us out of 10, your the last year of journeys you've made?
Well, yeah, let's just qualify it very, very briefly. Of course, one of the problems is High Speed is in the Southeast mix, and as a lot of your callers have already said, High Speed does get a very good score. So that's dragged up the average. So clearly, Southeastern other trains are worse. I mean, they're not equal worse with First Capital Connect. They are worse.
So let's be honest, Chris. What you're saying is, if you took High Speed out of the mix, then Southeastern's passenger satisfaction, you think, would be even lower than 40%?
Yeah, clearly would, because High Speed has raised the overall score. So.
Chris, thank you. It's an interesting point. Chris Fribbins from Medway there.